Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House. You're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with artist Catherine Reinhart about the collective mending sessions at the Washington Public Library. Can you tell me a little bit about who you are and your background?
Yes, my name is Catherine Reinhart. I am an Iowa-based interdisciplinary artist, and so I live and work in Ames, Iowa. And I make art around the themes of connection, care, and motherhood. And specifically for the Washington Public Library, I'm going to be presenting my socially engaged project, The Collective Mending Sessions. And this is a project that focuses on repairing abandoned quilts collaboratively through the work of many hands. And so it's using craft and mending as a catalyst for social repair and discussions around the value of taking care of both cloth and our communities.
I'm really interested in the collective mending sessions that will be happening. I've been following all the library's programs here pretty closely because they're always doing something. It's just so cool to have something new going on. So my first question would be, how did you get involved with the Fiber Arts February program?
Well, thanks for asking and thanks for following my project, first of all. I first got involved last year. The Washington Public Library emailed me and asked me to give a presentation. So I did an online virtual presentation about the collective mending sessions during the last year's Fiber Arts February. So that was really a fun, interactive sort of taste of the project. And so then they invited me back here to be a part of it this year.
When is the session going to take place, and is there going to be more than one?
Yes, the session will be taking place the first weekend in Fiber Arts February at the Washington Public Library, and we will have a session Friday evening and then Saturday morning. And you can get more details on the times and dates on the library's website or on our website, which is collectivemendingsessions.com.
Who can attend the session? Is this geared towards a certain group or just any individual?
Any individual can attend the session. You don't really even have to have sewing skills. We'll help you with that. The only stipulation is that for kids, I think 12 and under, they should be accompanied by an adult. But other than that, it's free and everyone's welcome to attend.
How did you begin the collective mending session? Is there a backstory with that?
There is a wonderful backstory. It began with a quilt that I had when I was a teenager, and I used and abused this quilt. And I, you know, when I went off to college, I told my mom, get rid of that. And so she's wiser than me, and she did not get rid of it. And fast forward about 20 years to 2018, she gave me this quilt, and I knew right away I needed to mend it. But it was very large, and when I started working on it, I realized right away, I can't do this by myself. So that is when the idea for the collective mending sessions was born. So I said, oh, I need other people to help me around the quilt to fix this. And so since 2018, we now have 8 quilts that we've worked on so far, and we did them in person, and then we even did them through the pandemic. And I've had probably over 200 people work on quilts from all over the world even. So it's really evolved into a really amazing, cool project.
That's a really nice backstory, and that kind of helps maybe add to this. Maybe someone will hear that and it'll stir something in them and they'll want to come and participate. I know I have a couple of very old quilts myself.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, that's the story. Everybody's got something, especially here in Iowa and Midwest where quilting is so prevalent.
My last question, is there anything else that you would like to say about the project or just in general?
Yeah, so the Collective Mending Sessions is supported by grants and it's supported by partnering organizations this project in particular at the Washington Public Library as part of their Fiber Arts February was supported by a grant from the Iowa Arts Council and the National Endowment for the Arts. So it's important to recognize that people's tax dollars going directly to not only my project, but their whole month of fiber art for the public. And also the collective mending sessions also get support through fiscal sponsorship from the Fractured Atlas, and that makes my project available to accept tax-deductible donations. So if people want to support the project financially too, they can check out my website, you know, make a tax-deductible donation, which is so valuable. It goes straight into the project.
Thank you so much for talking with me, and I look forward to seeing the collective mending sessions happen.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That was Catherine Reinhart joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the collective mending sessions at the Washington Public Library. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.